Malachim Aleph Perichov Pasuk Lamed Gimel. So Achav has just made a fatal error. When the Aramean counselors have come out in sackcloth and ropes, feigning sincerity and subservience, Achav called Ben-Hadad, his mortal enemy, Achihu, he is my brother, and is completely condemned all around the Mefarshim for saying such a thing. Either it was through selfishness, or it was through class solidarity, but the Arameans see an advantage. V'anoshim yinachashu. And the Aramean counselors, the men, now yinachashu could mean a couple of things. It could mean we're testing him. It could mean interpreted this as a good omen. As in the case of Yosef at the end of Parshas Miketz, when he puts the goblet or has the goblet placed in Binyamin's sack, and they say, Yinachesh, Yinachesh, Ish Asher Kamoni. Isn't it obvious that a man like me would use this goblet, either Nachesh to test you, as the first pshat has it here, or to be incisive, to see through you, as the second pshat has it. But either way, the men tested Achav and found him wanting by Yimaharu, and so they hurried, because immediately they have to jump on this possibility without wasting a second, because his mercy might turn back. If Achav is a man of impulse, you can't trust him for very long. So they hurried by Yachlatu Hamimenu, and they hurried without hesitation. They made sure not to give it even a second. Rashi says, Karsu hadavar mipiv shelo yachzor bo. They immediately grabbed onto this that had come out of his mouth so that he wouldn't take it back. No backsies, you have to hurry. Machzikim hadibur lenichosh v'simen tov, says Mitzudas David. They grabbed onto it as if physically. Vayomaru achicha ben hadad. And suddenly they are agreeing with every word he said. And they said, oh, Ben-Hadad is your brother. So they're agreeing with him, which makes him happy that he's got yes men agreeing with what he just said, let alone foreign counselors of a mighty empire. But also, they are reinforcing the idea in his own head. Now, Achav has a chance. They are interrupting him, so he could listen carefully, but he's not listening carefully. The Me'am Lo'i says, foolish Achav. Had he listened more carefully the way they did, he would have understood how strong his own position was. But he's not listening. He's beneficent. He is generous. I am generous, Achav. His ego is puffing him up. Bayomer bo'u kachuhu. And they said, Achav said, you go and bring him. You go and bring him out. So now Achav is really generous. Come, bring my fellow king out of the inner room, the basement that he's hiding in. Imagine, if you will, Saddam Hussein, when they found him in that little tomb-like, caver-like box back in the 1990s, if you remember back this far. And he's all dirty and filthy and disgusting and worn out, truly a figure of pity. And they bring him out, and here the Americans are treating him like a king. Well, that's what Achav's doing. Vayetzei love Ben-Hadad. And so Ben-Hadad came out to him. The Mefarshim don't talk about it, but Vayetzei a love. That a love to him, he's playing into the weakness, playing into the image of the poor victim. He caused all this. He's a megalomaniac madman, bringing war to us for no reason and threatening to stomp on the Sefer Torah. But now he's coming out by Alehu al Hamerkava, and Achav, being Achav, raised him up onto his chariot. We are equals. We are brothers. Lamedalad vayomer elav. Ha'orim asher lokach avi me'es avicha oshiv. And so, Ben Hadad now is Mr. Generosity. In response to this show of beneficent behavior, he too will be beneficent. Either that or he's bargaining for his own life. The cities that my father took from your father, I will return. Oh, how nice. Achav's got him in his power. He could step on him like a bug. But now, his fellow king is speaking officially from the throne, practically. V'chutzos tasim lecha v'damesek. And I will make you markets, courtyards, for you in Damascus, kasher sam avi v'shomron, like my father did in Samaria. You'll have favored markets that you will control. You will have all kinds of economic incentives. Most favored nation status. Vani babris ashalachecha. And Achav agreed. So this is now Achav speaking. The Mefarshim have to kind of show us where the one cuts off and the other starts. I will send you with a new covenant. With this covenant, I shall send you off. So Achav is saying, I'll send you back to Damascus. And he sealed the covenant with him. And he sent him off. Oh, a big handshake, a photo op. Somebody carved it into a stele somewhere so that you've got a historical record. What a beautiful thing. Very, very generous terms, and accepting Ben Hadad's word without even a guarantee. So Ben Hadad, 2 minutes ago, was scared he was about to be executed, and now he's a king going home in honor with fanfare and the Marine Corps band. And Achav, who a day ago was petrified of this huge threat to the kingdom and to himself, is now Mr. Generosity, and very puffed up. Very proud of himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pop that balloon very quickly.